Set the chicken and welcome back. You know what I'm saying? To another edition, man, of I'm Just Saying with your boy, Dago Damn Diddy in the building, man.
And we got the one, the only, Mr. Movie Player coming at you.
Man.
What's happening?
Man, I didn't know you could do all that right there, brother. I might have $50 for you when the night is over, man. I'll let you, boy. It's been a drought.
What's happening?
Oh, man, I can't complain about a thing, man.
Season 2, episode 2.
Yeah, man. Season 2, episode 2. Yes, indeed.
Oh, by the way, I was looking at that picture on Facebook, and I'm looking at it now. That's a funky Padre hat, dude.
Oh, man.
That's fresh, yo.
Hey, man, shoot.
I mean, I was telling myself, I don't know if you was thinking it or maybe you heard about it and you're just copying off me, but my style this summer is going to be the bucket hat.
Bruh, you know, it's so crazy, dude. It's so freaking crazy because that's where I was going with it. I was like,
seriously?
I hadn't rocked with it in a hot one, and I was watching some old EPMD videos. You know what I'm saying? I was watching
the
those.
Fisherman hats.
And then I was watching an old throwback to when Shannon Sharp was on that HBO show when they do it for football season. And I forget which team he was playing for at the time, but somebody was doing it. One of the rookies was doing an impersonation of Shannon Sharp when he had his bucket hat on. And I was like, God, that's, you know, I'm getting back into the bucket hat. Getting back into the bucket hat, man. I got a Brazil one, too. I don't know why, but I got a Brazil one, too. I think it was a gift.
Oh, right on.
You know what I'm saying? But heck yeah, dude. Down there at the beach, man. When I went to go run at the beach, they had a whole stand down there. You know what I'm saying? So I got that one, and I got a Raider one if you want that one, too.
Nah. But if they got a Charger one down there, you know, cop me.
Man, I'm not looking through the trash for nothing, but. It don't stop, man. It don't stop, man. What's going down with it, bro?
Not much. You know what, though, dude? Actually, I've been getting a little nostalgic for some odd reason lately for the last, you know, about a month or so. So let me get back to where I was when I first came over here.
You know, I've been tripping. This kid.
I was telling you, it's like, man, too bad we can't play music or whatever on here. Because I was saying, man, walking, and when I walk and what I do, whatever, you know, music soothes me, especially like 80s music, things like that. Mm-hmm. But music, if music don't relax you or take the stress away at some point,
yeah,
something wrong with you.
Yeah, you ain't listening to the right
joint. Don't get me wrong. Some people don't listen to music. I'm just not ever seen with them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and everybody out there, I had a feel-good song I was telling my boy about. You want to feel good? You want to feel good like on Friday? Get up. I know you ain't heard it in a while. Play some Midnight Star, I'm Curious. That song is bumping.
It is.
Put you in a good mood.
It'll take you back. It'll take you back, dude. It is. Positive vibe type music, man.
It's almost hella like good. Be Happy.
Oh, man, dude. And so it was crazy as so many people hated that Be Happy song. And I'm like,
song's kind of popping, actually.
I'm like, how can you hate a song that says Be Happy?
How can you not be in a good mood when you hear that?
I'm like, you are ultra bitter. You know what I'm saying? You don't like a song about being happy. Like you just want to be mad, dude. Like,
something wrong with
man.
You.
What can you do with some of these fools, man?
So now we're, now that we're starting to get in a better direction from this COVID situation, what do you think one of your first things you're going to start doing since things are starting to open back up?
As far as like activity-wise?
Yeah.
Shoot, man.
Yeah, nightclub, amusement park, or, you know.
The thing I've been contemplating, and I'm not 100% certain, but there's a part of me that wants to go back to boxing for a while. You know what I mean? Get back into one of them boxing gyms.
Okay.
But I'm still on that fence because
if you got that fogginess going on, you don't want to get back in the gym.
Well, you know what though? That was one of the things. That was one of the things that was, everybody's like, "Wow!" It was funny because that was the first thing everybody said was, "Wait, are you going to the boxing gym just to hit some pads? Or are you talking about trying to go spar with somebody? Because you're still experiencing mental fogginess. So I don't know if you should be taking any shots to the head yet.
Yeah, you like that Muay Thai. So you ain't really hitting no pads. You're about sparring. So I settle off that for a minute.
That was so hilarious. I had to really sit back and think for a minute. Like, damn, y'all might be on this. So maybe I'll just get back into some bag work, perhaps, you know what I'm saying? Just, baby steps. But that's one of the things, man, I was looking into, man. I know, you know, the relationship that me and Ashanti have, we'll probably get back to me playing the games where I'm in the bushes and all that kind of stuff again. But
right,
you know, things that lovers do. But you know what I'm saying, that's probably what I'm looking at of coming out.
You know, I'm too old for the club, but I miss the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So I might just have to go to Camel's Breath, something like that, as soon as that shit opens.
Camel's Breath to me just seems like COVID lives there. It just seems like that. Every time I think about that place, I just get chills. I'm telling you, bro.
But it don't live at the 94.
I don't go to the 94 either. I don't go.
What's that? Bro,
I don't go to the wrinkle room. You know what I'm saying? I don't go to the wrinkle room, man. Sure, I haven't been up there to the 94. Only time I go to the 94 is if somebody has a birthday or somebody has something and they say, "Clay, come by the 94 because we're having such and such function." Other than that, I do not go to the wrinkle room.
So, man. Since we've been gone, let's see what's been going on. Started walking again. Like I said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do the not drinking for 30 days.
Okay.
See how that goes from there. And if, you know, if it does, maybe it'll be like maybe one drink during social events and then just stay sober for the rest of the time, man. I don't like drinking by myself anyway.
Yeah.
Started going back to the movies.
Ooh, you been in the theater?
Twice. Ooh. Three times, actually.
Where's my forehead thermometer at, man?
Jeez now, Louise, for people, man, that are wondering, should I go back to the movies? I mean, you know, I watched Outbreak and all this.
Outbreak was the truth. Shout out to that monkey.
Yeah, well, did you cough anywhere? You cough in Walmart. That could be a problem. You know what I mean?
But it's a bigger space.
But at the movies, the amount of people that are able to be there has lowered drastically
because they scared.
So the three times that I went, there hasn't been more than five people in the theater.
So if somebody coughs in the movie theater, what's gonna be your how are you gonna react? If somebody behind you is like,
so that actually happened.
Oh shit. And that monkey ran up on the screen and said, like, get out
like three times.
Shit.
You got like three times to do it. Third time's a charm. So, you know, I just grabbed my popcorn and I just stood in front of him and started eating, looking at him.
You had an open container of popcorn in there? I'm just kidding.
I didn't do that. No. Nobody's coughed in there. Luckily.
But what are you going to do, though? What's going to be your reaction when a row behind you, somebody's like,
hey, no respect in here.
So do you keep your mask on in the theater?
So the thing is, you're supposed to keep it on if you're not eating.
Okay.
And I'm always eating. No. I don't. The mask bugs me, man. So it's few in betweens. Like I went, but yeah. So I went to see a couple of movie player picks or whatever. So I went to see Nobody. I'm pretty sure you watched that on thing.
Yeah.
I thought that was real good. You know?
Yeah, I dug it, dude. I dug Nobody, man.
I went to see Spiral. That was a letdown.
Bruh, you know what? So I've never been into Saw because I don't like all that excessive goriness with no storyline. You know what I'm saying? So I pulled up Spiral the other night because I saw the thing with Chris Rock and so forth.
Yeah.
I don't even think I made it 2 minutes in. Whatever happened after that fool went down that manhole, and as soon as I saw that pig, bro.
I don't eat bacon, so.
That part for the start, I said, oh, this is already bad, because I don't even mess with the swine. You know what I'm saying? So then, then it was something that was not clear to me what was going on, but it looked like it was torture, and I was out.
Well, that was about torture, but... It wasn't. The beginning was okay because, you know, Chris Rock was being himself and he was kind of funny.
I didn't even make it to Chris Rock. He's in it though?
Yeah, yeah. He's the lead detective.
Oh. Samuel
Jackson's in it too.
Never made it past the pig.
Yeah, it wasn't worth it. I wouldn't go to the movies to. If I had known to pay, I wouldn't have gone to watch it.
And yeah, it really sucks because you risked COVID. Yeah. To go to a movie that you didn't like.
So actually, yeah, so it was two. But actually, I might go tonight because I want to see
what?
I want to see Quiet Place 2.
What is that?
It's
not on Soul Plan?
No, not yet.
Okay.
You never seen A Quiet Place?
No, I've never heard of it.
The thing where everybody had, you have to be quiet because these monsters are waiting for you to make noise so they can scoop you up and kill you?
Nah.
Yeah, it just so happens that in the movie, the couple has three kids. One is a girl. And in the movie, she's deaf. But in real life, she's deaf. It was pretty crazy. So
okay.
That's pretty. And then it's like, and everybody's asking, should I or should I not eat during The Quiet Place? Because most of it is quiet. You know what I mean? Everybody's trying to listen to see if you can hear some shit. I'm eating my popcorn anyway. I don't give a fuck.
So wait. Oh, people in the movie are asking, should you eat because it's a quiet? Mm-hmm. How loud do you eat? Because I'm thinking, bro, and it's only in a movie that something's gonna kill you, correct? Like, why can't I eat?
So one of the things at the movies, and it's unfortunate because when I go, I am gonna do it anyway. Do you like movie popcorn? I know you don't like pork. Do you like movie popcorn?
And I love that old salty, high price mess.
I gotta have it,
dude. I get it, and I pour Raisinets in it.
So interesting that you say that because I was just about to talk about that. So. I'm on in Facebook. I'm on this AMC site. Okay. I'm on that, and I'm on Hood Rat Gaming. I got that from Black San Diego. We're gonna talk about that too. Hood Rat Gaming. This is for the brothers that play video games and look at anime.
Okay, there we go. There we go. I had a whole nother thought. You said Hood Rat Gaming.
Got it from Black San Diego.
I believe it. I believe it.
So, anyways, so I was asking a question, you know, because I have a different approach on that. So what I like to do is I like to put jalapenos in my popcorn. That shit is off the chain.
That too. You put a little jalapeno juice on there.
So yeah. I was thinking about doing the Raisinette thing.
Yeah, the Raisinettes, man. The Raisinettes go down, dude.
So I asked on the page, I was like, does anybody else eat jalapenos on their popcorn or is it just me? So all these people are just like, yeah. And some other people were starting to give me other ideas. One of them was Raisinettes. The other thing was, I would never eat Raisinettes just to snack on.
Oh, I love Raisinettes, man.
I wouldn't fuck with that.
I keep them in the house.
But what they did say was, have you ever tried putting M&M's in your popcorn?
Yeah, I've had
it. So I'm like,
it's not as impressive, homie, as Raisinettes.
They're like, no, almonds, right? So I have to say that, and then I was like, you know, at the same time with the jalapenos, and they were like, no, if you have to do that, you know what you should do? Take the popcorn, take some of it out. Layer the bottom with the M&M's and then, you know, do your jalapenos up on top. So now you got salty and then you got sweet. And I wasn't really feeling the M&M's in my popcorn. I'm but just going to stick that, with though, the dude, jalapenos.
You got to dig all the way down to the bottom of the damn bucket of the popcorn.
Oh, it was popping up. By the time I got to that area, yeah. Like, goddamn.
But yeah, the Raisinettes, man, they go a lot harder.
So now you were bringing up a word. You said mindless killing. We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
From another movie that I watched that's on SO Player that I'm sure you probably watched. And I'm kind of curious about your take on it. Okay. Wrath of Man. Did you see that?
Wrath of Man. No.
With Jason Statham.
Mm-mm.
Ball-headed dude. Mm-mm. Always in the, whatchamacallit, Guy Ritchie movies and shit. And he was with The Rock in that last Fast and Furious.
The last Fast and Furious. The guy, I have no idea.
Did you see the Fast and Furious when The Rock went and had to go back to Samoa?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, the dude, his partner.
Oh, okay. I never really knew what his name was.
The lady's heartthrob or whatever.
Okay. So him.
So usually he does a good movie. You know, he was Transporter. I thought that was
pretty
good.
Yeah, okay. Now right. I know you're talking about that dude. Okay.
Okay, so Wrath of Man. And I know some of the brothers are going to get on me on this, but you know what? I don't care because I'm the movie player. I'll make the decisions here.
This dude here.
Stupid. Dumb. Now, don't get me wrong. The action is okay. It's pretty good. Okay. It's Jason. That fool throws down. You know what okay. I mean? But the plot was so unbelievably stupid. Sometimes with some of these movies, bro, it's kind of like, who told you? Who is the movie producer that said, you know what? Or from the company, you know what? That's going to work. We're going to give you some money to get this done. All right, so now on this AMC page, when I talk, I don't do my movie player thing because there's too many other people that think they're critics. And not to mention, to me, they don't know what they're talking about.
Okay.
So, but when I did, and I just put Wrath of Man, not a fan. And I'm getting all these people talking about, oh, dude, that was so awesome. I love that movie. How could you say that? It's just mindless action, mindless killing. Can't you just accept it for what it is? You know what? Let me break it down to you. I was a teenager in the 80s. Aside from watching my, which we're going to get into a couple of those, because one thing I watched, I think it was pretty good. You might enjoy it. That's just acting. I'm from the 80s. So when you tell me about mindless killing and just take it for what it is, this is my idea of mindless killing. The Predator. Alien comes to Earth for every 100 years just to kick some ass. Okay? Universal Soldier.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one.
Dead veterans who had their flesh reactivated and brought back to life so they could fight crime and it goes amok.
Okay, okay. I see where you're going with the mindless killing.
You know what okay. I mean? That type shit. Van Damme with his movies.
I remember Van Damme. I think I stopped liking.
He was a Universal Soldier.
Van Damme, once they said that he was actually hurting people on the set. Then I was like, you kind of a dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should purposely want to hurt your cast and your crew. You know what I'm saying?
I never knew somebody. I never knew how far the splits could get you in life. But apparently, if you're a man, you could do the splits.
Yeah.
It'd take you a long way, Hollywood, bro.
Oh, man. Prison, too.
But I'm one of these guys where those types of movies were my idea of mindless killing.
Right.
But the plots were so simple, they worked.
Right. Right.
So let me break down. For these people that are telling me I'm tripping right now, that are listening to the show. Wrath of Man. Here's the premise, basically. And you tell me what you think.
Okay.
So, it's about the armored car business. And armored car robberies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it just so happens that he just gets a job being in one of these armored car companies or whatever. And they're saying that they're starting to get held up.
Okay.
Long story short with the whole movie. So apparently he's a boss of a mob that robs armored cars that doesn't want other gangs to rob armored cars. He only wants his team to, apparently.
Okay.
And then his son gets killed by one of the mobs that is not connected with his that robs armored cars. Okay. It was so stupid. The movie was good until they made that clear, and it was like, what?
See, it's okay. So is it even worth watching if you just have time to kill?
I'd like you to watch it just to tell me what you think. Yeah, sure. The action's cool.
Okay, okay.
But you know how serious I am about this. So is it?
Yeah,
just...
yeah. You go a little bit deeper on the.
So let me tell you a couple of other ones that might be, in my book, were better. Nobody was way better.
Right? Okay.
Nobody was the shit.
Yeah, nobody was good.
That caught me off guard. I wasn't ready for that.
It did. The whole thing. And it kind of built up as it went. I was just like, oh, this is different. You know what I'm saying? Because all I could think about was him playing Sal until I watched it. And I was like, nah, I eventually forgot the fact that he played Sal. You know what I'm saying? I was like, okay, he's on this whole separate character.
So now they got this one. It's called Those That Wish Me Dead. And that's with Angela Jolie. And I don't know how people say they're so sick of her. I have a really hard time getting sick of her.
What does she do?
Angela Jolie?
Yeah. You know, I don't know these people by names. I only know them by what they've done.
Okay. She was Tomb Raider.
Okay.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh, she's real skinny though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She doesn't do much for me. She's kind of skinny. Yeah.
But there hasn't been too many movies that she was in that I didn't like.
Okay.
Not that I've seen all of her movies, but the ones that I did, you know, Wanted, when she was the agent with Morgan Freeman, was the ringleader of the bunch, and they were hired assassins, and they make the bullets.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, see, I remember stuff like that. Yeah, but she's still too skinny.
Another mindless killing movie that had a good plot and it worked.
Yeah, true.
So, but was she in this movie? She's which I've never seen before. What do you call the firefighters that put out the forest fires and the bushes burning and everything?
Firefighter?
Those insane dudes that deserve like so much money. It's not even funny to me.
I didn't know there was another group of firefighters that was like a specialty group.
No, there's regular firefighters, and then there's
a ranger.
Huh?
Is it a ranger?
Maybe, I think it's like a fire ranger or something like that.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know. I was out of Smokey the Bear.
These are the motherfuckers that sometimes have to jump like out of helicopters and planes into the bush to put out a fire.
I've never even heard of those people.
So many of these people just die because how are you going to control a forest fire?
I've never heard of these people. I just never knew they had a division like that.
Oh yeah, they do. They do.
Man.
And it's like you think being a cop in L.A. and Compton or on Grape Street is bad. You try to maintain a forest fire.
But why would you jump into the middle? But I guess that's where I'm confused, because why would one person jump into a middle of a fire?
It's not one; it's the group.
Okay, so now you put like what, six people?
Something like that, like six.
But
you're
gonna jump into the middle of the fire and do what?
And now we ain't talking about like no building on fire and you going in and being able to come back out and take a breather. We talking about it's like 110, 120 from the fire burning, and you got to wear this full gear and try to keep this thing at bay. You know?
But what are you doing in there, I guess, is my question.
Putting out fires, bro. I did say they were firemen,
You said firemen, but okay, are they going in there with the bucket? They're jumping in with the hose pipe? I mean, what are they, what the fuck? How are they jumping into the middle? How do they jump into the middle and make a difference is my question.
Sometimes they don't jump. Sometimes they make it through they get put a mile away or something, and then something comes and they have some kind of chemicals that tries to put the fire. I don't know what they do.
So everything was just some
just
kind of
dangerous.
Something. Okay. But all right, move along. Shit.
Now, this movie wasn't that great because, you know, one of the things, you know, this is one of those things where you expect things. So, okay, so I get it. Like, just like if you had somebody that was just a regular fireman or a cop that was an actor portraying a cop or a fireman, and it's like, you know, they don't know shit about it. They just like did some studying or whatever. So now it's one of those movies where they got to use this jargon like they've been doing it for a while. But I've never seen a woman doing this.
Okay.
But anyway, the premise is this kid sees a murder and he's running away from these murderers. And she's had a situation to where she was putting out one of these fires and I guess the wind went the wrong way. And some kids that she was trying to save burned and died.
Okay.
So she's messed up in the head or whatever.
Okay.
So now she's just looking out for fires as opposed to joining in them. And then, of course, a fire happens and she has to be a part of it.
Okay. Forces her back into the gang.
It wasn't the greatest movie, but it was better than Wrath of Man. I tell you that shit.
Man.
What else did we... Oh, this one is, like, really good. It's called 4 Days Left.
Okay.
And so now I'm going to ask you the question on this because... And that's what makes this movie so interesting. So 4 Days Left is... You know who Glenn Close is, or does that not ring a bell?
No.
Now this is a way back one, but she was the chick from Fatal Attraction.
Oh, okay. The one that with the...
Turned lights on and off and burned rabbit, boiling the rabbit and shit.
Oh, that one. Okay.
Okay. So, of course, she's old now.
Hello.
So it's her and Mila Kunis, I believe her name is. She's the dark-haired girl from the 70s show.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
You don't know what I'm talking about? You never watched that?
No.
Sexy little Russian chick.
Okay.
Let's see. What else was she in that you might have seen? She was in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, but I seriously doubt you've seen that.
Oh, yeah. I could pretty much assure you that I have not seen that. I can pretty much guarantee you that I have not seen that one, buddy.
Anyway, the premise of this movie is that she's a heroin addict.
Okay.
And she has just been stealing from her family over and over and over. I'm sure you've heard this story before. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And now she has an opportunity to where there's a shot that she's supposed to be able to take that is supposed to cure the addiction.
Okay.
But she's got to wait 4 days to do it. And she has to be someplace to wait. So she can only stay with her mom at her house.
Okay.
And the mom has been going, losing her mind from her daughter stealing from her. And now the question is, can she trust her enough to keep her there for the 4 days so that she can get this shot?
Okay. Man. Then what is this shot supposed to do for her?
It's supposed to cure your addiction to heroin.
Okay.
Granted, I'm supposed to take a little time, but, you know, so the thing is like, could you do that? Could you bring a family member back in that is constant, that has stole like thousands of dollars from you and stole all your jewelry and all this shit, and now they got to stay with you for 3 days? Can you handle it? It's not that I can't. I wouldn't.
No, I couldn't. No. You know what I mean? For one, I guess I'd have to look at it in the sense, okay, if it was my son. But then, if you're to that level of a heroin addict, you can't stay with me. You know what I'm saying? You can't. I mean,
you wore your work about $5,000 ago.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I mean, unless I got a basement, I'm just going to lock you down in that yonder way until this day comes, whatever the case may be, and there's nothing for you to do down there. But no, if there's anything that's going to give you access to be being around me, no.
And then she going to try to have attitude because it's like, why can't you trust me? Are you serious right now?
But see, yeah, I'm not going to watch that one because I'm not going to get stuck for another hour watching the heroin addict.
On that, we're talking about, we might be talking, somebody might get an Oscar or a People's Choice Award.
Oh, I'm definitely not watching it.
It was pretty good. Aside from that, watched a couple of series that I think you would be interested in.
Yeah, you know what? Since I was home for freaking dang near 3 weeks under this whole COVID quarantine, bro, I've run out of stuff to watch. So if it's something interesting to watch, yeah, please let me know. I'm out of stuff.
All right, I got two of them for you. The first one is called Tell Me Your Secrets.
Is this an adult film? Well, no, just clarify it.
No, this is from that nosy bitch that lives across the street. So basically what's going on here is this lady's daughter was abducted. Not by aliens. She was fucking kidnapped or whatever. Okay. She's gone. She's missing. And they, so to speak, caught this guy that has been killing girls.
Okay.
And he had a girlfriend. Nobody can prove that she actually knew what he was doing. They just know that she was with him at the time.
Okay.
Together, not watching or anything. So now this lady wants to find her daughter. So first she goes to dude, and he says he doesn't tell her. He says he'll tell her at one point, but he's not going to tell her right now or something like that.
Okay.
So now the wife, since they couldn't, she was in prison too. And since they couldn't prove that she was a part of it, they let her out in the witness protection program for, you know, saying that he killed them.
Okay.
And so now the lady's like, she wants to find her so she could find out where her daughter is.
Okay. This is a series? What is it on?
This is a series. This is on Amazon.
Okay.
Amazon
free.
Prime. Free.
Okay.
This is a good show. This is a 4-star show.
And are all the episodes out already, or is it like weekly?
Yeah. They're all out now.
Okay.
Okay, so that one's really good. The other one that I just finished watching, which kind of surprised me, because people just, somebody said to watch it, and I thought I'd try it, and I was moved by it. I was like, wow, this shit is really fucking good. This one's on HBO Max, I believe, or HBO, but it's on SO Player.
Okay.
It's called The Mayor of Easttown.
Okay.
Or Mayor of Easttown.
Ain't a mayor like a horse?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. This is about a damn horse.
It's a chick's name.
Oh.
And then they do like a little thing on it in the, like towards the beginning of the show where the dude's like, you know, good night, Mayor. And it's just like, I don't know if that was the right thing to say.
Okay. Don't think you're trying to have me watch some damn horse movie, man.
No.
This is about Joan Embry when her horses were being violated by that dude.
So this one has, and you should know who this girl is, so to speak. But I haven't seen her in anything until this, but some girls were telling me that she was in some sappy movies or whatever. This is what Kate Winslet, and Kate Winslet was the chick from Titanic. Tell me you didn't watch that.
I never watched Titanic, though. I never watched it.
Good movie, actually.
Well, I mean, I knew how it ended.
I'm a Leonardo DiCaprio fan, but it was pretty good. You knew what the ending was going to be.
Yeah.
But,
you know. I was watching in the beginning to see if the black folks made it off. And that was it.
Yeah, on that one, that was kind of like a non-prejudice one. Everybody was going. Everybody think mama was going. The black people that survived were smart enough not to get on that motherfucker and go out to the
man, for once, man, segregation worked out. You can't get on. Shit, perfect. Gotcha. We'll see y'all in that damn Gilligan. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying?
So this one,
oh man,
this one is about she's a detective in a small town in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And this lady's daughter is missing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been like a year or 2 years, and she's really upset because she doesn't think that the police were really looking for her.
Okay.
Which is not the case, but it's a small town. What the fuck are you supposed to do? So then something else happens, and aside from that, this girl is going on the media saying that the cops ain't shit, so they try to bring her up back up like a cold case file, and then something else happens, and they're trying to see if they coincide, but it all starts breaking down into just a crazy, awesome series. It's about 8 episodes. It's worth watching. It starts off a little slow, but, you know.
Okay. I'll try and peep it, man.
Good, man. Both of them are really, really good.
I mean, I'll go back to the Pentatucci now, but I still got some time.
And then when I go back home, I'll try to finish watching that new Conjuring. You said you don't like horror flicks. But
you know what? I started watching it, but again, it was too late. You know what I'm saying? And then I got to the beginning with the little crazy boy. And at that point, I was like, just throw the whole damn child away.
You know what's funny about that? So he goes into the bathroom. You know, the fucking demons start possessing him or whatever. Dad goes in there. That motherfucker jumps out with the knife or that glass, stabs him in the leg and starts twisting
it. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Doing all that shit. And this, I find this funny. I don't know if people catch it or whatever. I just find shit like this amusing because I'm a movie player. So that shit happens, right? So then they grab the kid off him,
mm-hmm.
bring him downstairs,
mm-hmm.
and then the main character, not the lady that's always her husband or whatever, jumps on him and he's like, "I'm gonna take your fucking breath away or whatever. I'm gonna stop you from breathing."
Mm-hmm.
And the kid is still bugging out. That's the shit that messes me up. Everybody says what. In horror flicks fucks you up. When mm-hmm. you start twisting like a pretzel, hey, that dude, shit freaks me out.
Zelda from Pet Sematary, that lady freaked me out to this day. Especially, I think it was like one of the second or third scenes they showed of her. And she turned around. I was like, nah. And she had turned on. And I was like, oh, hell no. He kills it. Throw the whole thing away. Throw it away. Shit.
So, but you know what I'm talking about when the kid was just.
Yeah.
That shit looked crazy.
Bruh.
Okay, so that happens. All the shit happens upstairs, and ain't till all that shit settles down, and the husband can't breathe, and mm-hmm. now this bitch is like, call 911. What about upstairs?
Dude, I'm so confused at that point. And then with the post, so that got me there, because I didn't get too much further past this. But why did everybody act like Homeboy didn't just put the demon in him? Everybody totally act like nothing else happened with that. Like at that particular moment.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm just like this. I said, y'all looking like, y'all realize this man just put the demon in him? This ain't over. You know that, right? You know what I'm saying? Everybody's like, oh, do this. Call 911. Oh, my son. This fool has a full demon in him.
Face was fucked up.
Full demon in him.
Brown eyes and everything.
And y'all acting like that. I'm thinking, then I said to myself, he's even bigger and stronger than the kid. He just helped y'all hold the kid down. Who's going to hold him down? You know what I'm saying? But nobody saw him get possessed.
If I saw that shit and it was my girl, I'd be, and she trying to make out with it.
Homie, if I was my
you
girl.
You don't think I just saw what happened?
Dude, damn your whole family. I saw nothing. I know nothing. I was not here. Let me go in there and see your little brother flipping out on the table and he starts contorting himself. I'm not even going to say I'm leaving. You're just going to look around asking for additional help, and that's when you realize that I'm not there. It was because I'm gone. You'll check your phone tomorrow. I left around that second contortion. I was, you know what I'm saying? I was, when he turned his head between his legs, yeah, I left around then. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not doing it. Your other relative, he was getting possessed by the same thing, but y'all act like y'all didn't see it, that part. But I ain't going to tell nobody. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to tell nobody. I'm just going to keep it pushing. You know what I'm saying? Sure, bro.
So the funny thing, okay, so I don't know if you got to the part or whatever, but so
I cut it off after that. I think they were sitting in a room talking, or the girl jumped on him that she was gonna have sex with him or something. Like it was like the scene immediately after that, then I cut it off.
So there's like this one scene that brings up a subject that I just started thinking about this, and I've made my mind up because it has to do with like horror movies. So there's a scene where they need to find out where the source is from. Why the shit started. Because they're like, it's always somebody put their shit on you. He didn't just get possessed. Somebody did something in this fucking house and you just happen to be in it. That's why it's happening. So now she's looking to find out what's going on. So now she's under the crawl space, right? By herself. She's got like little walkie-talkie or thing in her ear and shit. And she's trying to figure out what's going on.
Okay.
So she notices that there's something behind some plastic in this crawl. Now she's in the dirt crawling. Right? Okay. So, as she's crawling, a fucking rat crosses across her fingers, like. Is everything okay down there? Yeah. I'm all right. It's just a rat. Okay. All right. Just checking. So now she keeps crawling, and she gets to this plastic. When she moves to the plastic, there's this artifact. That's supposed to be like from a demon or whatever.
Okay.
And there's all these rats around it.
Okay.
That one rat scared shit out of her, but this is more interesting. So she's just got to keep going towards it, to this circle of like 20 rats, and take pictures of this thing. Which brings me to my point. I have decided now that white people in horror movies aren't stupid. They're the bravest people that I've ever seen in my whole life. It's always some shit like, this place looks like a haunted house. There ain't no lights. There's noise coming from over there behind that curtain that's moving. I have to see what it is by myself as a woman without a flashlight. What could that be? And then that type shit.
Because
brothers ain't doing it.
But the thing is, I would give them credit if it was helping the world, but it's only helping them. You know what I'm saying? They ain't solving nothing but their own problem.
Movies have taught me a lot, bro.
Yeah, don't go investigating some shit that ain't got nothing to do with you.
Like, for example, if we had a situation, I knew you were a homicidal maniac. And for whatever reason, I had to come here by myself with a gun. And I knew you were in here, but I needed to find you to kill you or stop you from doing whatever you're doing. I've learned. I'm not chasing you. I'm not walking around the house with my hand. I'm sitting on this couch right here with my gun pointed at, just waiting for you to come out that motherfucker.
But see, that's how I feel in general. Just come on. But see, I didn't need the movie for that.
That'll end the movie.
Yeah, that was just normal growing up. I'm just going to sit in one spot. You know what I'm saying?
Right by this door.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit right by this refrigerator. He got to eat.
But see, technically, I'm just going to lay down because everybody always be worried about head shots and chest shots. I'm actually aiming to shoot you in your legs. You know what I'm saying? For one, I won't go to jail for attempted murder. You know what I'm saying? Because I shot low. Two, I might get lucky and hit that artery in your thigh, which is the biggest vein, which is going to make you bleed out, and I'm going to get you anyway, but it's still not going to be attempted murder. And then three, everybody's always looking for their head shot. So if they hear a shot, what do they first thing they do? They duck. So if I let off one shot, you're going to duck, and I'm aiming at your legs anyway. You know what I'm saying? You just did me a favor. You ducked into it. So it's a strategy. You know what I'm saying? It's a strategy.
If anything, or like from my Marine Corps days or whatever, you need to clear that building, throw a grenade in that bitch.
Hey, man, clear everything out. Clear everything out. Told you that time when I was down there, man, when I was in Tijuana, And I asked that man for brass knuckles and TJ. That's all I asked him for was brass knuckles. This man said, I have no brass knuckles, but I have grenades. I was like, say what now?
Can I get two?
Bro, I looked at dude. I was like, how did we get there? I was like, I just was asking for some brass knuckles, bro.
Can I get a sample?
The fool that I'm with was like, how much are they? And I was just like, fool, how are you going to get this across the border? And the dude we rode with was the relative. I was like, hey, this fool's talking about buying some damn grenades. And he ain't putting that in my car. I was like, bro. He's like, how did y'all, I said, you went in there.
From Mexico?
He said, you went in there and asked them for? I said, no, I asked for brass knuckles. I don't know how it escalated to that. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted some brass knuckles.
Did you ask how much they were at least?
I didn't ask nothing.
Hey, do you remember?
Not a damn thing.
Because this is your town. You remember back in the day where you could buy some brass knuckles on Broadway? Downtown?
No.
Downtown was rough back in the day, bro, before they cleaned really? It up. Right next to the bus station. There was one of those arcades or whatever. You could buy some brass knuckles on Switchblade.
I went across the border.
What?
Dude, I went across the border, and that was the longest walk of my life. I had a set of brass knuckles in each tennis shoe. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you finally found somebody that had something.
Yeah, finally, after we looked and searched. Finally. And then that same fool I was with that was asking about the grenade, he bought him a switchblade and broke the switchblade before he even got across the border. You know what I'm saying? I was like, this, I don't know what's happening with this cat. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I had to, this is like early 20s, man. I had to walk those joints across. So I put them inside of my tennis shoes. And just imagine, dude, that walk. You know what I'm saying? My feet was barking.
What do you need brass knuckles for?
Oh, that was back in the day.
Oh.
That was back in the day. Yeah, that was back. Yeah, those some good times. But that was back in the day.
You know what they did in New York, aside from that? I mean, I'm sure some people had brass knuckles. What they did, my brother had one. They would have what's called a billy club. And it's not a fucking nightstick. It's about that big. And it's a fucking leather strap all taped up in black. With a big ass fucking like half pound or pound lead ball.
Oh, hell no.
Taped all up. Motherfucker act up, get smacked up.
Get out of here, dude. You know, I give the East Coast credit for a whole lot of the craziness when it came to getting people. Because West Coast, dude, brass knuckles, a shank, shoot them up or just chunk them. But y'all fools, man, with the razors in the back of the mouth and the freaking billy club and the, you know what I'm saying? Y'all was on a different level of like, we got to make a name in the stadium. Y'all was on a different level.
Why you got to bring that in the club?
Dude, I was watching this guy. He's with, he's part of Fat Joe's crew, Pistol Pete.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Pistol Pete? Mm-hmm. I was watching his thing, and he was talking about how he was in prison and was known for cutting people. So they would always have to, you know, handcuff him before they transported him. They'd have to check his mouth the whole bit. But he had got to the point where he could hide a razor in his mouth so well that even if they checked his mouth, they still could not find the razor. Where else can you hide this damn thing? You know what I'm saying? He said, as soon as I got to the rec yard, I knew these other dudes was waiting on me. As soon as I got to the rec yard, I took it out of my mouth and just started slashing folks. And I'm just like, but like, he's like, yeah, I know how to hide it everywhere. But where else can you hide this damn razor to where the dude is not really, like, he's not going to find it. I'm like, did you have that much scar tissue in your mouth? Where you just got to, like, tuck open, it?
Put a pocket in there and shit?
You feel me, dude? That's how I was just like, this is amazing. But there's nobody on the West Coast that I could tell you a story of the billy club and razors. You see, there were stories of cats that came from the East Coast that had a razor, and it didn't plan out well. You know what I'm saying? It was a little bit different out here with that razor.
Yeah, you hit motherfucker right here, bro, right here.
Man, that is wild.
That's my shoes.
That is wild, dude. Between that and those buck 50s, man. Because I know this one dude, he came out, man, from the East Coast, and my man tried to pull a razor, and it went terribly. For the fact of helping people with unsolved mysteries, I'll leave it at that. But it went terribly, terribly wrong. Like, yeah, man, yeah.
Hey, so something going like way off beat, but I know that this would have been so, what is the word?
Epicosaurus.
So relevant and so needed. And my opinion on this is that this shit should have been like this forever, and nothing should have ever changed. I don't know if you've heard this, and you're probably mad. How old is your son now?
20.
Okay.
One of those moments I told you about.
So I remember just looking at Facebook and seeing all these pictures of him playing football, mm-hmm. you know, just being in sports. I don't know if you heard this, but they're trying to, in San Diego, I don't know about everybody where else, but San Diego, out of all of the COVID money that was sent to help people
mm-hmm.
or whatever, what they're asking for is, and this is a beautiful thing, $10 million. So for youth programs, so that parents don't have to pay for whatever fees or whatever it is for your kids to be playing youth sports.
It's funny because you didn't have to pay back then.
What do you mean?
So with youth sports is they have scholarships. Every family is eligible to receive a scholarship for their kid to play, because they were, at that time, they were not allowed to not let a child participate because of financial reasons.
When you say then, when's then?
Well, he's 20 now. So,
oh, so when he was playing.
Yeah, so when he was playing, so 20, so you figure high school, he's up to 18. So basically say from the time he turned 5 years old, so 2001 is when he was born, so 2006 on up. Until.
Okay, well, I didn't know that, because what they mm-hmm. were saying was is that, you know, they've heard too many times that kids can't participate in sports because their parents can't afford it. So they want to make sure that every kid has an opportunity, and I think that's a beautiful thing, to play for free.
It's great, man. I mean, I think if they're doing it this way, it'll probably open it up, because you still, so even back then, they would offer the scholarship. In turn for the scholarship, though, and that might be one of the new provisions, for the scholarship, the parent had to volunteer for something. You had to volunteer to either keep the stat sheet or announce. You know, you had to volunteer to do something for your child to receive the scholarship to play. So now with this, maybe they're taking away that provision to whereas you don't have to do that, which I think if they did take that out, that would be kind of shitty, because chances are, if you don't have enough money for your kid to play, chances are you really probably don't have a job that requires you to be somewhere on a Saturday. So if you, I'm just saying, so if you, so this is my thing with all the parents, with all the youth sports, used to drive me crazy. Everybody wants their kid to play. Everybody wants to show up and watch their kid play. But understanding the coaches, the referees, nobody gets paid. So when we turn to the stands, we would ask the parents, hey, we're short of somebody to hold the sticks. We're short of somebody to do this and that. Can any of you help? And they all sat on their asses and looked around at each other like,
why don't you go?
But 5 days a week, we're out here with your kid who doesn't even want to play ball. You got him out here because you don't want to watch him.
I want to play the violin.
You know what I'm saying? You got him out there because this is my time. You drop them off at practice every single day and just leave them for 2 hours. And now we're the babysitters. You know what I'm saying? So then when you come to the game and we say, hey, can y'all help out? Oh, blah, 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 blah. But for 5 days, we out here with your badass child. We ain't asking you for nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so that might be one of the things that they changed. But they always had it to where you could get a scholarship and then. But it was like politics and bullshit, though, too.
So if that's the case, then maybe something's changed a little bit, or these people are just too lazy to fill out the paperwork. Because
it's probably what
I've seen a lot of situations to where people have been paying like upwards to like $1,000 for their kids to be in sports.
Bro, I'm gonna tell you
that shit
this.
Is ridiculous.
Had I known about the scholarship the years that I didn't know, because it was like, I think at one point 360 to sign him up for football.
And this is back then.
Back then, dude. Back then, it was like 300 and some bucks to sign him up. And the thing you know what's crazy is for, it depends on where your kid is at. Because in Eastlake, it was almost 300. But then the homies would be over at like Los Toros or Balboa, and it's like half the price. You know what I'm saying? So it just depends on which side of town was how much your fees were, too. You know what I'm saying? But then, you know, it's man. It's
like these little league baseball kids.
Yeah, now see.
Like the team's like, because East Lake won, right? That championship on TV. Yeah. Yo, kid gonna be on TV? I can just imagine what they're asking for.
Bruh. So now, I didn't say, and just being real, I'm only speaking from the football aspect. So right. I don't know if basketball and baseball had that scholarship. So that could be part of that. Volleyball, soccer, all that shit, that could be part of that. So that it all might work out. But just from what I understood, they couldn't turn kids away. You know what I'm saying?
So when I was a kid, when I was a Ute, I remember specifically, even though I didn't play, I don't know why, don't ask. But like for football and basketball in the Bronx, you wouldn't have to pay for anything. Not only that, Nike sponsored and paid for your shoes. Paid for them. Could you imagine Nike sponsoring your kid with his Jordans? I know they didn't scholarship that shit to you.
But you think about it, dude. Think about how much stuff was given for free that they realized they could capitalize on later, and that had been taxing folks out the yeehaw ever since. You know what I mean? I mean, dude, if you go down to just a simple as the after-school programs when we grew up was as long as the janitor was there. You know what I'm saying? When he said he had to lock the gates is when you had to leave. That was after-school programs. You know what I mean? And that was free. You know what I'm saying? If your teacher was going to still be up there, the principal was going to be up there, the janitor was going to still be up there, you'd play around on that blacktop swings and slides until the last call. And then by then, your ride was there or your parents was home. You walk home. You know what I'm saying? But that was – and they realized, after-school programs, we can charge. You know what I'm saying? And then, shoot, we charge you up the A ever since. So many things was free and convenient, but
that and just ending, I don't know how or who comes up with these ideas. Well, why don't we just cancel that shit? Why would you want to cancel all youth programs, the Boys and Girls Club?
Right.
Why you want to cancel that? Right. Funding those things.
You know what I mean? Exactly. But then you turn around and say the crime levels, obesity, and so forth. But where can these kids go? You know what I mean? Like, I never do. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. They're talking about going to summer school. And I was like, I never went to summer school because I would be at the – they volunteered to go to summer school just so they had something to do. And I was like, nah, dude, I used to be down at the rec center. You know what I'm saying? This and that. And I was like, I didn't have a rec center near me. So the easiest thing for me to do to keep myself busy was to go to summer school. You know what I mean? I was like, that's weird. It's because we had the rec center. So Monday through, we'd have that little paper that they would hang up. You know what I'm saying? little thing, little program. We'd bring that paper home, and it was like we knew to go to the rec center when school was out.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go down there and get that little calendar. We'd come home, put the calendar on the refrigerator, and Monday, Tuesday might be kickball games, you know what I'm saying? Wednesday, you're playing that little table hockey, and your snack is graham crackers and applesauce. You know what I'm saying? It was like, well, all this stuff was free. You know what I mean? This was all free. And that's how you spend your whole summer hanging at the rec center.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Then it's like, you know, and then, you know, you got the rec center, so... You know, I saw breaking, you know, when it comes to if there's a fucking problem and, you know, you guys got to square off, you do it in a dance battle.
Man, those are the days, dude. Those are the days, man. Those are the days. Ain't nothing for free no more, homie. Ain't nothing for free no more. Everything is capitalized now.
You got to get a shot.
Free. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's kind of how things have evolved, dude. Are there even any rec centers really on the real? Are there any rec centers still around?
I thought we were going to dance for it. Actually, there's one over Martin Luther King Park, something okay, like that. Okay, I think there's a rec center there, but not many.
Okay.
Not many at all, especially where they should be. Rather than all these liquor stores in the hood, there should be youth centers just crowding the fucking streets.
Man. You would think. But see, I mean, if you look at everything as a whole, free vaccinations, $50,000, $50 gift cards, what you going to do with chemo? What you going to do with people's insulin? You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you think about it, man, just look at everything is run, bro. Everything is kind of backwards. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
Everything's got, have you ever thought about for those people who have had cancer and who have had to fight cancer, and depending upon their insurance and so forth, they live through the fight of cancer just to be consumed in debt to live. You know what I'm saying? Just to now be totally consumed in debt, your savings, everything gone, so that you could try to live through something that technically you would think would be covered. You know what I'm saying? So now you fast forward to where we are now, free vaccines, money for vaccines, gift cards for vaccines. Where's the insulin? Where's the chemo? Where's the stuff? You know what I'm saying? Where's the stuff for the people that are trying to live? You know what I mean? They still getting taxed up the ass.
Good point.
You know what I mean? So it's, so I can see where people are like, this incentive thing is wrong and blah, 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 blah. I can kind of see where that can come into. But
cancer, you know, should be a free ride.
Bruh, it should. It should be covered just point
because
blank.
Because nothing is
covered.
Guaranteed to work.
No. You know, I'm going to tell you, dude, the best thing
chemo
I ever watched,
be free,
man.
Sorry to say.
When I watched that movie with 50 Cent and he got cancer, mm-hmm. I'm sure you watched it.
What's the name of it?
I don't know the name. But I don't know the name. But that's when 50 Cent got super skinny and he did that role. And the thing was, watching him, so he ends up getting cancer and so forth. He goes through the whole treatment the first time. Lives, you know, he lives and everything, goes through the whole treatment. Then he gets back on his feet. And I forget how he got all this money. I think in the beginning, I forget how he got his money. But somewhere in there, he gets back on his feet. He's making all this money. I think he became like a top car salesman or some business. Mm. His cancer flares up again. He goes to the doctor. He's talking to the doctor about it. He's like, I want to do the treatment again, da, 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 this, that, and the other. The doctor couldn't talk to him in the hospital the way he wanted to talk to him. So he's like, hey, so come outside with me. I'll go on the smoke break real quick. He goes outside with him. See, they get to talking. And he tells 50 Cent about a story about this old man and his wife. And, you know, it might not all be 100% accurate. I've only seen it once. But basically, the thing was, the old man and his wife, the wife had had cancer. She had beat it. Her bucket list they had was to go on some kind of crazy trip. She gets cancer again. They spend all their money on chemo and treatment trying to fight it. She still passes away, and there's no money for, you know, all the money is gone. So he's like, what I'm telling you is this. Your cancer is going to come back again. You're probably going to die behind this. Don't spend all your money on treatment. Because if there's anything that you want to do, just go do it. Just go do it, because ultimately you're going to end up here anyway. So why spend all your money behind it? So 50 threw this big old huge party for his family and his friends and ran down the football field one more time. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where he started off. He's got super good at ball. He's probably going to go play ball someplace else. Mm. But it's crazy because you look at it in the sense of he was going to go broke again to try and live again. You know what I'm saying? And the doctor told him, don't even spend your money like that. But you shouldn't have to spend your money like that if you have cancer and so forth. And I think that's what's pissing certain people off right now with all these vaccine incentives, because you have real illnesses for people that completely breaks them. And if they do live, now they're full of debt. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy, bro.
And let's not forget mental illness and what they're doing for that, which is absolutely nothing.
Not a damn thing, man.
You go to jail.
Not a damn thing.
And put razors in your mouth. Nobody knows where you put them.
You feel me? You feel me? Mental health is a whole nother situation of, you know what I mean? And it's crazy, dude. It's crazy. Just like I was doing my whole thing with Kaiser, but now Kaiser is so busy with people. So right now Kaiser is kind of like, let's get you to the point to where you can function. And then after that, we kind of have to set you free because they're inundated with people with issues right now with the whole COVID thing and all. So now to find somebody else, I'm looking at probably, $75 to $100 a session just to talk to somebody outside of not being covered under my insurance. So you got to spend, you know what I'm saying? To keep from going crazy, you got to spend a bunch of money to try and keep your sanity. But at the same time, you building up more. It's a trip, bro. It's a trip.
Yeah, so my thing on that last thing on COVID is that, okay, if you don't want to get vaccinated, don't get vaccinated. But if you don't want to get vaccinated and you don't have insurance, sorry, you a stupid motherfucker.
I'm not doing no GoFundMe for nobody. I'm done with GoFunding. If I can see you partying, clubbing, drinking out these big old bottles of Hennessy and Patrons and all kind of rigging, you got the flyest purses, shoes, hairstyles, and so forth. If you catch COVID and you fall down ill, I'm not funding nada. Good luck to your family.
Well, I'm thinking about doing a GoFundMe page so that I could get lipo and a tummy tuck. So hopefully you don't feel that way about that, and you chip in a couple of dollars. You
still owe me $5 anyway. It might work. You know what I'm saying? It might work. I mean, I've seen it work for other things besides that.
Once again, y'all, we're back to another hour.
Oh man, power another hour!
Good time. These are going too fast,
man. You know what's good? It's been so long. It's been so long. Like, I don't even know what I just pressed. Did I press something?
Been so long.
Oh yeah, man. It's been such a long, long haul.
Oh, by the way, you know what? We'll talk about that on the next show. Until then,
man. Itchy, scratchy, itchy. Ain't had nothing to do with another damn thing, but absolutely nothing to do with it.
Hey, so far your fogginess isn't affecting you, bro. You're handling this right. You got you got our theme music coming back up on the act and on the outro.
You know what? I only hit the wrong button twice, but third time is a charm, y'all. It's your boy, man, Dago Diddy, and the
movie player.
Man, we gonna slide, but we right back though, man. Sure, I'm just saying, man. Back at it like a crack addict, man. Peace.